Right, sir.
Colon tapped the side of his nose.
Is this politics, sir? Just go and fetch the Gorry family and they can...
Vimes waved a hand vaguely.
They can do whatever they like.
He turned and walked up the stairs.
Someone has to protect my people's rights,
shouted Wazir. They heard Vimes stop halfway up the stairs. The board creaked under his weight for a second. Then he continued upwards, and several of the watchmen started breathing again. Vimes shut his office door behind him. Politics. He sat down and scrabbled through the papers. It was much easier to think about crime. Give him a good, honest crime any time. He tried to shut out the outside world. Somebody had beheaded Snowy Slopes. That was a fact. You couldn't put it down to a shaving accident or unreasonably strong shampoo. And Snowy had attempted to shoot the prince. And so had Ossie. But Ossie only thought he was an assassin. Everyone else thought he was a weird little twerp who was as impressionable as wet clay. A lovely idea, though. You used a real murderer, a nice, quiet professional, and then you had, Vimes smiled grimly, someone else to take the fall. And if he hadn't taken a less metaphorical fall, the poor twisted little sod would have believed he was the murderer. And the watch was supposed to believe it was a Clatchian plot. Sand in their sandals. The nerve of it. Did they think he was stupid? He wished Fred had carefully swept up the sand, because he was damn well going to find out who'd put it there, and they were going to eat it. Someone wanted Vimes to chase Clatchians. The man on the burning roof, did he fit in? Did he have to fit in? What could Vimes recall? A man in a robe, his face hidden, and a voice of a man not just used to giving commands, Vimes was used to giving commands, but also used to having commands obeyed, whereas a member of the watch treated orders as suggestions. But some things didn't have to fit. That was where clues let you down. And the damned notebook. That was the oddest thing yet. So someone had carefully ripped out several pages after Snowy had written whatever he'd written. Someone bright enough to know the trick of looking at the pages underneath for faint impressions. So why not pinch the whole pad? It was all too complicated. But somewhere was the one thing that would make it simple, that would turn it all into sense. He flung down his pencil and wrenched open the door to the stairs. What the hell's all this noise? He yelled. Sergeant Colon was halfway up the stairs.
It was Mr. Gorriff and Mr. Wazir having a bit of what you might call an argy-bargy, sir. Someone set fire to someone else's country 200 years ago, Carrot says.
What? Just now? It's all Clatchian to me, sir. Anyway, Wazir's gone off with his nose in a sling.
Wazir comes from Smail, you see, said Carrot, and Mr. Gorriff comes from El Harib, and the two countries only stopped fighting 10 years ago. Religious differences.
Run out of weapons, said Vimes.
Ran out of rocks, sir. They ran out of weapons last century.
Vimes shook his head. That always chews me up, he said. People killing one another just because their gods have squabbled.
Oh, they've got the same god, sir. Apparently it's over a word in their holy book, sir. The El Haribians say it translates as God, and the Smailis say it's man.
How can you mix them up?
Well, there's only one tiny dot difference in the scripture, see, and some people reckon it's only a bit of fly dirt in any case. Centuries of war because a fly crapped in the wrong place.
It could have been worse, said Carrot. If it had been slightly to the left, the word would have been licorice.
Vimes shook his head. Carrot was good at picking up this sort of thing, and I know how to ask for vindaloo, he thought. And it turns out that's just a Clatchian word meaning mouth-scalding gristle for macho foreign idiots.
I wish we understood more about Clatch, he said.
Sergeant Colon tapped the side of his nose conspiratorially.
Know the enemy, eh, sir? He said.
Oh, I know the enemy, said Vimes. It's Clatchians I want to find out about.
Commander Vimes... The watchman looked round. Vimes narrowed his eyes.
You're one of Rust's men, aren't you?
The young man saluted.
Lieutenant Hornet, sir.
He hesitated.
His lordship has sent me to ask you if you and your senior officers would be so good as to come to the palace at your convenience, sir.
Really? Those were his words?
The lieutenant decided that honesty was the only policy.
In fact, he said, get Vimes and his mob up here right now, sir.
Oh, he did he? Said Vimes.